The Buffalo Bills will go to Arizona Monday night to take on the 49ers. The location of that game, of course, shifted as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Just one of many wrinkles that have been thrown in the face of the NFL and NFL teams and NFL players this year as a result of COVID-19. But one person who so far has successfully navigated those wrinkles is our next guest. He is Tyler Bass. He is the Buffalo Bills place kicker. Of course, on November 15th in Arizona, became the first kicker in NFL history to kick three 50-yard-plus field goals in the same quarter. So, Tyler, can I put you down as a guy who's okay with this move?
Yeah. I'm fine with the move. No problem.
Listen, you replaced a guy who was a pretty well-regarded kicker. The start wasn't the smoothest, but it sure appears as if your coaching staff had your back and really had confidence in you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just there were definitely some bumps in the road early on, especially in the preseason. So just really right into the fire. But, you know, our coaching staff, and that's a testament to, you know, Bean and Coach McDermott, they just always had my back, and it just, you know, gave me confidence. And I started to get in a little groove and just started to get more accustomed to everything, and just started to really just be myself. So I'm really thankful for them.
Tyler, first, congrats on a great start to a professional career. You know, we've had a lot of athletes and a lot of NFL players on the station and certainly on this show. You know, one of the things they talk mm-hmm. about is the difference between college and the pros is the speed of the game. That's really obviously yeah. apparent if you're a quarterback, if you're a wide receiver. We haven't had many kickers on. And so can you just give me a sense, like, for you in terms of the adjustment between Georgia Southern and Buffalo, like, is the speed of the game a big thing for you, or is it something else?
Well, as far as kicking goes, definitely the speed of the game on kickoff is a lot different because of the returners are a lot better, just a lot better players on the field. But as far as, like, field goal goes, it's sort of the same. I mean, difference with the hashes. And the distance of where you snap to the holder is a yard. But as far as the speed goes, your op times in college are pretty similar to the NFL. Just in the NFL, it's a lot more, I would say, more efficient. And we're just more dialed in on the little things. That's what I would say about it.
Tyler, when you came into camp this year, you know, and you're competing for a job, like there are a lot of positions in football where guys are competing for jobs, I don't think the average fan can necessarily tell who's the better center or the better left guard or whatever, you know, unless somebody's getting to the quarterback over the one position. It's pretty minute. But, man, kickers, people can pretty much tell who's having a good camp and who isn't. How do you handle that mental pressure?
Oh, yeah, you just you just try not to think about it. You know, just go out just have fun and just be yourself. Don't worry about any of the outcomes. Don't worry about, you know, what the media says. Don't worry about any of that. Just have fun, focus on what you can control, and just let it all work out. Because definitely there were times where I put more pressure on myself for no reason. And, you know, I quickly learned that there's no need for that. And just control what you can control and, you know, just do what you got to do.
Tyler, one of the most fascinating things to me this year, if I was an NFL kicker, would have to do with the crowd and the sound of a game.
Yeah.
You're used to,
yeah.
I'm sure all you guys who make the pros, you're very, very mentally strong. And I imagine that you go through these sequences where, yeah, you know the crowd is screaming and loud, but you're probably so tunnel vision into what you have to do and your mechanics that it becomes background noise. But, like, this year is interesting to me, Tyler, because, like, it's the opposite. There's, like, sometimes no noise.
Yeah.
And I just wonder for you, like, how have you had to adjust to that as a kicker in, like, sometimes you must be kicking in, like, just the weirdest sound that you have not been used to as an athlete?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different because sometimes with the fans, you know, they give you just more juice. It's just more energy, more adrenaline. But, yeah, this year it's been a little different. It's kind of there's really not a whole lot of sound, so it's really kind of quiet depending on if it's a away game. They have music and stuff, but yeah, you're so dialed in that you don't really notice there aren't fans there. So I mean, for me, I haven't played when the stadium's been full at a professional level, but as far as this year's gone, it's you don't really think about that. But You know, I definitely miss the fans, especially in Buffalo. I wish they were allowed in the stadium for sure.
Because it's so quiet when you're kicking.
Yeah.
And I understand your focus. But can you tell from the sound of the ball if it's a good or bad kick?
Yeah. I mean, you can feel it for sure. I would say you feel it right before you hear it. So, like, if I hit a ball good, I can feel it off my foot, and then I'll hear it. And that's how I know, like, for the most part, like, okay, I'm happy with that. If the sound's not as deep and it's more of like a slap sound instead of like a thump sound, that's when you know you kind of either you kind of hit a little toey or you kind of wrapped your foot around it a little bit. So, yeah, you can definitely tell right after it hits your foot. It's kind of like golf. Like if you hit a good drive, you know it's going to be a good drive before you even look at it. So that's it. So, yeah.
Tyler, there are certain colleges like that have a reputation for like being really good at certain positions. Like if I was an NFL general manager, right. I'd probably draft a wide receiver from Alabama. I'd probably feel pretty good about that choice.
Right.
George, when you were at Georgia Southern, it was you on the roster at one time with Young Wei Koo.
Yeah.
That is a legitimate, impressive two dudes who can kick the ball. Can you reflect on what it was like to be with him? And I know he's a little bit older than you, but did you guys drive each other? I mean, that's very rare to have two kickers who are starting in the National Football League who were on the same roster at the same time.
Yeah, and especially because it's not the most well-known school. So, it was cool. It was a great experience. He was a little older than me. I think we actually both not only were on the same team, we actually played. Like the season together, I did kickoffs one year and he was doing field goals. So like we were on the field together. So we thought just at that time, we knew that we could compete with anybody in the country as far as like in college goes. We felt like we had one of the top special teams. We didn't get as much exposure as a lot of other teams, but you know, every time me and Younger would go to practice, we would always just try to one-up each other. Like, I remember one day we were doing one step. Who can hit the farthest one step? Like, each day was different. So we would always push each other in that regard. And it was cool because, you know, he always had my back and I always had his. And it's really cool right now seeing him be successful and me just being here. We kind of talked about it maybe happening. Like, we both feel like we could have a chance. And for it to happen, it's, you know, it's a blessing and super grateful for it.